biyodi, that I bought this orchard off you. It's not that I'm holding it with her as a pledge, a mashkin. No, I bought it off you. And that's the halacha we know of a chazaka gimel shanim, that if somebody's eating, using up a field for 3 years, he has a right to say then that I bought the field. Usually the question is, if you bought the field, where's your shtar? Normally you buy a field with a shtar. So the answer is that if it's normal to lose the shtar after 3 years, that you hold on to the shtar for 1, 2, 3 years, but after 3 years it's normal that you say you lost it. So therefore, if the real owner didn't sell it to you, he should have made a machor. He should have come back in the middle of these 3 years and protest and say, no, what are you eating there? It's yours, it's mine. If a person doesn't protest within 3 years, that's a proof that the person eating now has a right to say he really bought it. So here it's a modern case. Here the reason why the owner didn't protest was because he let you have it, but there was a mashkin. It was a pledge, but I really didn't sell it to you. So now the malva has an upper hand here. If he wants to be like a Russia, he could get the field by force. So he's telling now this slave, listen, be smart and sell it to me. Because if you're not going to sell it to me, I'll take it away from you anyway. So what should the labor do now? So most of the case was, also he was smart. So come, akni lebnei koton. The father now, the labor, went and was marked. Rashi says, b'matana b'yedim. He gave this orchard now to his own son for a matana, in front of Edim. So Rashi says, b'nei koton, Rashi says, k'day, shloitei mechirosim mechira. In order that now later when he sells it to this malva, it's not going to be a good mechira, because he already gave it away to somebody else, doesn't belong to him. Yeah. Now v'hoda zavna nalei. Now after this leiva gave it to his son for present, now he went back to the malva and says, okay, I'll sell it to you, very good. So the Gemara says, zvini vadalehevi zvini. Such a sale for sure is not chal. Like the malva later when we find out the truth, the malva has no right to stay in this field, because the malva says, I have a shtar, you sold it to me, but the son comes up with a shtar matana that my father gave it to me first. So therefore, for sure, the sale does not take place. But what happened was, this malva gave the leiva money. Like, he really wanted to buy the field. So he gave him money. Now the question is, what din does that money have? Zuzi, the money that the malva gave the leiva when he wanted to buy the field, he paid the money for the field. Zuzi, Kemilva Bishtar Domi, is considered like his Milva Bishtar. In other words, since the Leiva wrote up Bishtar Mechira to the Malva, so now later, when the Malva wants to come and collect his money back from the Leiva, now that he finds out the sale is not a real good sale, so he wants to get his money back, does he have a Shtar here to prove it, that I gave you money? I have a Shtar saying I bought the field. So that proves that I paid you for it. And therefore, if the Leiva doesn't have any money, I could be Goyvim in a Chosim Mishubadim. I could even collect now from the other fields that you sold. That's the question. Such a shtar, that's really a toys. Really, when the leiva sold it to the malva, it wasn't a shtar at all. It wasn't a good sale at all. But can we use that shtar at least for proof that the malva gave money, paid money to the leiva? And if the leiva can't pay up, he should collect from a shabodim. Is this called a good shtar or not? That's the shayla. So Gemara says, Amr Abaya, Abaya says, V'lav hainu the Rabasi. Isn't this Rabasi Shaila? The Yom Rabasi says that Moi de Bishtar Shekosvo. In the case where it's a machlekes, if I owe you the money or not, that I pay up or not. But the Leiver admits to the Malva that Shtar that you have, it's a good Shtar, I once wrote it. It's only that the Leiver is saying, no, I paid you up already. But once the Leiver admits that Shtar was a good Shtar, that's called Moi de Bishtar Shekosvo. The Lacher is Ein Noit Sarach Lekaimoi. We do not have to be Mekayim that star anymore. There's no chashda. Maybe it was mezuyah. Maybe it was never written. It was false. It was forged. Because the laver itself admits that the star was a good star. Even though he's saying he paid up. So what? But once he admits the star is a good star, the star is good. And now he's not never to say he paid up anymore. Because the malva has a star. And therefore, v'goyvim nechosim mishabodim. You could even use that star to collect from mishabodim. So here you see a star. And even though the laver is saying that he paid up already, still the malva could use that shtar, and he could collect from mishabodim. So here also, once we admit that the shtar was written up, it's called the good shtar to collect from mishabodim. So Amalei Rava said back, no, me dummy, what does one got to do with the other? Hosom nitin likosit. Over there, the pshat by the loan, you first really lent money. So the shtar was written up yemis. Just later, the laver says he paid up already. So that shtar is called a good shtar because at the beginning there was a good purpose was written, but then it had a din shtar on it. But hocher, in this case here, when the loiva sells this field, the mashkin, to the malva, lenitnali kosev, he never really had a right to write up the shtar because there was never a sale. Like the loiva first went and gave this orchard to his own son for a present. So now when he sells the orchard back to the malva, there's no sale. It doesn't belong to him. So here when you wrote up the shtar, it was sheker. So maybe such a shtar that was lenitnali kosev, never had a right to be written, maybe that's not called a good shtar. And maybe you can't even use it to prove that the milvah took place, that I gave you the money, and you can't collect it back from Mishabadim. So there's no proof from that shtar to this shtar. This shtar here, by this mecher, is lenitnali kosev. So Mor says, Yosef Mereima, Mereima was sitting down, Okomo lo shmaita, so he said over this learning, O Malay Ravina Lemreima. So Ravina said back to Mereima, Elo, if so, Hodi Yom Reb Yechanon. That's what Reb Yechanon said. Gzeiro Shem Yigva Mizman Rishon. You know why? If you have a shtar muktim, if you have a shtar that says the loan took place in Nisan, and really they first lent the money in Tishrei, you can't use that shtar. You know why you can't use the shtar muktim? Because it's Gzeiro, maybe the Malv will come and collect from Mishabadim from the first man, from the man Nisan that it says in the shtar, and the money was never written then. That's the only reason why you can't use the shtar. So the question is why? Neima, why didn't he say stronger? Neima, let him say, Lanitin Likosev. Such a shtar at that time in Nisan, it wasn't supposed to be written. At that time, you did not lend the money. So that's why the shtar is no good. The money was first lent in Tishrei. But in Nisan, the shtar was not supposed to be written yet. So he should have said that reason. Elamites Mashmano, even though the shtar wasn't supposed to be written, but Lamaisa, once it was written, it's called a shtar and you could use it. Mer says no. Omalei, Hochi Ashta again, what does one have to do with the other? Hosom, over there, by the loan, even though we wrote an earlier date, Nehi, the loan, Nitinli Kosim is Man Rishon. True, you're not supposed to write it down in Nisin, Avon Nitinli Kosim is Man Sheni. But in Tishrei, when the loan really took place, then you were allowed to write it down. So that Shtar Milva is called a good Shtar. If not for the fact, if not for the Xerum, that maybe you collect from Mishabodim from the first man. But otherwise, such a shtar had a right to be written down. So therefore, it has the same shtar on it. Because the mites of the loan did take place. But hoch over here, when this loiva sold the orchard back to the malva, lenitin lekosev klal. Here, really, there was no sale at all. Like the loiva already gave this orchard to his own son for a present. Now, when he sells it to the malva, he has no right to sell it. It's not his. So here, the sale doesn't take place at all. So therefore, the shtar is not called a shtar at all. Maybe you cannot use it for a milva, to give it a shame, milva bishtar. The Gemara says, El is so. Ho de tanya, that we learned. Le shvach kakoyis ketan. There's such a lucky you could collect. By shvach kakoyis, what does that mean? Haresha gozal soda mechaveroi. Ruvain stole the field from Shimon. O mochor liyachar. And now Ruvain, the ganef, sold it to somebody else. Vishbicha. This third person, now Yehuda, bought it. He thought it's really going to be his. And he made a shvach. It means he put fertilizer into it. He put seeds into it. He made it much better. And then later we find out that Reuben was a ganef. So now Shimon has a right to come and take away this field from Yehuda. The nigzal, the original owner, gets his field back from the buyer. So it says aloha now, kishu gaiva. Now when this Yehuda has a right to collect his money back from the ganef, like the ganef sold him the field achrayus, and the mice of the field was taken away from him, rightfully. So now the ganef has to pay back the money to the buyer, to Yehuda. So it says, Kishu goiva, when Yehuda collects back his money from the ganef, goiva is the kerem nechosim shibodim. The kerem, the actual money, you pay for it, that's like a milva bishtar, that you have a right to collect from a shibodim. Ushvach, but the extra money, the fertilizer, the seeds, that Yehuda put into the field, he only collects it from money that the ganef himself has, but not from property that he already sold. That's a new takana we had in the Gemara before. But the question is though, how could you use the shtar? Why could Yehuda collect from Mishabodim from the ganef? Because he has a shtar. The chur of that shtar was not supposed to be written. It was a shtar that the ganef wrote that he sold the field, stolen goods to Yehuda. The ganef has no right to sell it. So chur of that shtar had no right to be written. Says, so why do we say now Yehuda could use the shtar to collect from Mishabodim from off the ganef? Lechura wasn't a good star. Samar again says, no, there's no kasha. Hochi hashed again. What does one have to do with the other? Hosam over there. Ilamandiya manichale. Tala nikraya gazlona. There is a reason why the gazlan really would want that star to be a good star. Like he would want that star to be a star milva now. Because like one mandiyama is that the gazlan does not want his name to be called a gazlan. So he's nicha to pay back Yehuda that bought the field off him. Therefore, the ganav really would like the star to be written. Whereas ilamandiyama nichale the lekam bemnuse. He wants people to still trust him. He wants to have a good name upon himself. So if so, there really, he would want the shtar to be written up. And the Mor says, Mathas le lamare umukun le lishtare. Therefore, the gazlan really would want their owner, the Yehuda, to have a shtar. Therefore, really, the gazlan would want the shtar to be written up. That's not cool. The shtar has no right to be written up. Yeah. Mashenk and Hoch over here, when they, again, what happened here? That the labor that borrowed money gave a mashkin, gave his orchard for a mashkin to the malva, and the malva went in and ate it for 3 years and then wanted to buy it. So the labor first gave it to a present for a son. So Hoch liavruchim inekom echavim. Here, when the labor is selling the field to the malva, he doesn't really want to sell to him at all. He just wants to dodge him, wants to get rid of him. Shtorim ekayimle. Does he want the shtar to be written at all? No. Here the malva, the leiva, doesn't want the shtar to be written at all. Therefore here, this shtar is called le'nitin le'kosev. Therefore such a shtar can't be used at all b'terasa milva b'shtar, and you can't collect from Mishabodim. Now the Mishnah says, ein toiskin al ha'peirois, you're not allowed to go to a farmer and give him money now. Al manasseh, he'll give you peiros later on in the year. Achiyetza shar. Until the market price goes out, there's a set market price exactly how much it's going to be worth. So then it's mutter. Even though he does not have the fruits right now, then it's no shagel of ribbis. Like this, it looks a little bit like ribbis. You're giving him $10 now for a bushel of apples. And he's going to give you the bushels in 3 months from now. Now we have to be afraid maybe when he gives you the bushels of apples, then it's going to be worth $12. So it looks like ribbis. Why is he giving you an extra $2? Because you let him hold on to your money all this time. So it looks like ribbis. So that's also. Only if the shahr went out, like if the market price now is worth $10 for the apples, then even though this farmer doesn't have it, but when he gets the money, the svar is if he wanted to, he could go buy apples from someplace else. So it's considered like he has the apples, and now when the apples get worth more, it's like it gets worth more in the buyer's rishus. Therefore, it does not look like ribbis. Now, yotza shahr, when the market price goes out, poiskin, then you're allowed to give the money now for 5 bushels. The apple pea shane lazer, even though this farmer does not have the apples right now, but yesh lazer, there's a svar other people have the apples. So therefore, once he has the money, he could buy other apples. So it's considered like he has it already. What about ha yuhu tchila l'kaitzim? Let's say this farmer was the first one to cut down his wheat, and the market price did not come out yet. Then, poisek imi ala godish. You're allowed to give him money right now, then he'll give you 2 bushels of wheat, only if he has the wheat right now. Ala Godish means on the field, that he has the wheat there. So it's like you're buying the wheat right now. So then it doesn't look like ribbis if he gives it back to you later and it's worth more later. Because since he has it right now and you give him the money right now, it's like it's in your reshus. It's like getting more valuable by you. The same thing, the Ala Ovid, Shalan Ovim. If you go down to the winery and he has his grapes there, you could pay him money now for it if he has the grapes. We go down to the place where they press the olives to make oil also. If he has the olives already, you could pay him money now even though the price didn't go out yet. If you have a person that's making clay and he has the beitzim, the plaster he has together already to make the clay, to make the clay, that then it's mutter. Same thing, you're buying lime, when you're ready to put it into the kivshin, it's mutter. Even though it's not the final product yet, even though it first has to bake it, or he first has to make the grapes into wine, or he has to make the olives into oil. But since it's on the process already, it's called like he has it already, and therefore even though the price did not go out yet, but if he gives you money now, and you have the object, that looks like a sale now. That does not look like ribbis, that's muta. You're allowed to give money now to a person that sells manure, even though he doesn't have it now, even though he'll give it to you the rest of the year. Because here it's a small thing, the price doesn't fluctuate so much, it doesn't look like ribbis. Rav Yosi Yemino, And poiskum ala zevel in came hoisel lo zevel biyashpano. Only if the person has the zevel himself, then it looks like a sale, then it's mutter. But if the price did not go out yet and it does not have the zevel, then it's also. The chachamim matir, the chachamim say no, it's mutter. By zevel, it's also mutter. So see in the Gemara what the thruway machlokes is. Now, o poiskim my bishar hagvoya, you're allowed to make a psak now that later when you pay me, I want to give it to him. Bishar ha-gvoy is like the opposite. A higher price really means a cheaper price. In other words, now I'm giving you $10 to get back a bushel of apples. But let's say later on when you pay me up, a bushel of apples is only worth $5. So then, avada, the $10 I gave you means that I want to have 2 bushels worth. So I'm making it tonight now. I'm giving you my money now for bushels of apples later. But let's say the price goes down later, that these $10 later is worth 2 bushels. Avada, I want you to give me 2 bushels. And that's mutter. That doesn't look like ribbis, because that's the price. And of course, we're talking about now that there is a market price out right now. Since there's a market price out right now, I'm going to give you money now to buy it now. It's like we also make a tanai that if the prices go down later, I want you to give it to me according to those prices. And Reb Yudah says, "Afal pi shloi posakim abeshar agvoy." Reb Yudah says, "Chiddush." Even though when I give you the money now, I do not speak out clearly that if the value later goes down, I want a better price. Still, Yochuloimer, the lokeach, the buyer could say, "Tain li kazeh, I want you later." Even though now I gave you $10 for a bushel of apples, if later the bushel is only worth $5, I have a right to tell you automatically later. Either give me 2 bushels of apples, or else, or tain li esmoisai, give me back my money. And if you don't, even though you didn't make this tonight, it's as if you made it tonight. Nobody gives away the money now and realizes that later the prices go down, I want to have according to that price. However, the person thinks about it and it's like automatically spoken out, you want the cheaper price. So we'll see, I don't think we possibly like rebuked over here. Another Gemara says, Omer Rabbasim Rabbi Yechanon, Ein poiskin ala shah shebashuk. If only the price of the low shuk went out, that's not called the price is out yet. Then you can't give money now. If the seller doesn't have the merchandise yet, you can't give the money now. That looks like ribbis. Omle Reb Zeil Rabasi, Om Reb Yechanon, Afilu Kedurmas Azeh. Did Reb Yechanon even mean when the bid market price went out? That's also no good. Kedurmas Rashi says Itlis Rav God. That's a big marketplace. Did he mean to say even if the price of the big market price came out, also I can't give money now to get the produce later? Omle said back, Loi, no. Loi Om Reb Yechanon LeBeshuk Shel Ayoris. He only meant to say by the cities, to like Shviya Tarayu, that there the market price is not set, it keeps on changing. It changes. The main price didn't come out yet. Then it looks like ribbis. But once the main price comes out, then it's muta. Now the Gemara says though, Ulamai de Salak Adaitim Mikor, but that's what we saw at the beginning, that the Yom Rav Yechon Afilu Kudurma Sazeh, even in the case when the main market price came out, still you can't give money now to get your merchandise later, because we're afraid maybe the merchandise will go up later, and it looks like it's giving you back ribbis. If so, Elamas Lisan, our Mishnah, the Torah that says clearly, Ein Poiskin al Peres al Shiyosu Ashar, but Yotsu Ashar Poiskin. Once the market price goes out, then you could give money now. Hechi Mishkachas Lo. If you're telling me the Mishnah, you tell me Rabbi Yechon said, even by Kedurmas it's no good, so where does the Mishnah say, yes, you could give money now to get the merchandise later if the price went out? What price are we talking about then? So Gemara says, yes, the other meaning was Masnisen Bechiti, talking about with the wheat, the Akalbi the Arvi, talking about with the price. Akalbi means Mishiaschilu Bale Bate Vyoitse Paris Liftoicha to say him. When the people start opening up their warehouses, and that's Lashon of Kalbi, they open up their warehouses. Yeah, the Arvi. The Arvi means also, as she says, that the Svinas come to the river and the docks and they bring all the merchandise. So Kitsa, there the real big prices came out. That's called the Moshach Terayos Fei. There that price stays for Zman Meruba. So such a price, then you're allowed to give the money now and not to get the merchandise later. But anything less than Chitiv Yakalbi, the Arvi, the Hazmin was with Zosa. But the Maskoner is no. Any time a general market price went out, then it will be Mutta. Then it's called, like, if I give you the money now for it, since you could take that money and go to the market and buy the merchandise, it's like you already have the merchandise, so then later when it gets worth more, it's like it got worth more in the L'Kayach L'Shus. So then it does not look like ribbis. All right, turn over. Must have not turned around, but went to the price like this. Ein poiskin ala peris hatziyot sashar. I cannot give you money now that you'll give me back peris later, unless the market price went out. Yot sashar, once the market price went out, poiskin, then you could give the money now. Afal pi shein lezeh yesh lezeh. Even though the seller, the moicher, doesn't have the merchandise yet, but since other people have it, he could buy it right now. Now it says, hoyil chadoshers miyarbo. If the new crop you pay for saw, you get four. For a seller, you get four soin. The yeshonish misholish. But the old crop is dried up already, then you only get three saws for the seller. So in such a case, ain't poiskin. You're not allowed to give money now for a person that has new crop in order that later he'll give you his crop. Because later when he uses it to you, it's going to be dried out already. So he's giving you back worth much more. That looks like ribbis. Ad sheyetze hashar l'chodesh l'yoshin. So the price goes out for the same thing, whether it's fresh crop, whether it's dried out crop, it's both worth the same. And also, hoyelukutos me'arba. Lukutos means, let's say, it's four wheat that's bought by a wholesale man that collects from a lot of different places, and it's not such clean wheat. It has the psellus mixed into it. So then it's worth four soyin for seller. Olukholadimisholish, but from private ones, it's much cleaner. Then you only get three soyin for the seller. So again, ain't poskin, you can't give like a private man money until both prices are equal. The prices that you buy from a wholesale man or the price you buy from a private person both have the same price. And then when you give the money now, it's not called like ribbis, even though he gives it back to you later, because both prices are worth the same. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman says, poskin the lakutois kishar halakutois. If you want to give the money to a wholesale man to buy his produce, then you're allowed to, as long as the market price went out for the lakutos. Even though the prices of the balabos is a different price, but so what? If you give the money to lakutos, you can get back later his payers, even though he doesn't have it right now. But mashmon to lakutos and not to the balabos. So, Malay Robel Rav Nachman, maish no like it. How come you say from the wholesale man is muta? Be less lay if he doesn't have. Yazif milokat chavra, he'll borrow from his friend. If so, balabais nami, the same thing, you give the money to the balabas, even though you make up for the price of the lokut, is yazif milokut, even if the balabas doesn't have the produce that's not so good, the mixed up ones with the psalus. He only has good stuff. So true, why should he say he'll give you that? He'll borrow from a lokut and give you from his. Or Malaysia answers back, no, balabais zilabay milsom. Lemezif milokut, the balabas is like embarrassed to borrow the money from, to borrow the produce from a lokut. Therefore, for sure, the balabas will only give it from his own, and then it will look like ribbis, he's giving you back more than it's really worth. And he boy said, or else I could answer you, man de yoyiv zuzi lebalabais, whoever gives money to a balabas, a peiri shapiri yoyiv, is giving money for sure to get back good peiris. So if he has no right to give back from the kutais, therefore it will look like ribbis when he gives back more than it's really worth. Now, Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Huna, ein lovin al shashe b'shuk. You're not allowed to lend money to somebody, derech halvo, and you make up with the loiva. If you don't have the money after a certain amount of time, then I want you to give me back the value of it in the peiros, the way the price is right now. See, even though before we have, if you give money right now to buy it, it's muta, but if I give you money to us alone, this you're not allowed to do. Because since later, when you give back the peiros, like right now, I lend you $100.